Linking Movements and Daring to Be Free by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. What does the Black Lives Matter, immigration movement, J20 protesters, Poor People's Campaign, and Occupy movement have in common? Their commonality is that the government's police enforcers has arrested and incarcerated their members in an attempt to break their movement, the people's movement. For people who are exercising their human rights of engaging the government to transform the U.S. political power structure and change the material conditions in our community, the government has incarceration looming over their heads like a gloomy cloud, constantly threatening their freedom. In such times of racial justice struggles and social movement upheavals in America, the government has always thrown away the pretense of law enforcement in favor of straight-up naked oppression and class warfare, a la worker strike breaks, Kent State University student killings, Black Panthers, Occupy Wall Street, and hashtag Black Lives Matter. Such are the times when people who are blind to the ways of a Machiavellian government can clearly see that the police, the courts, and the prisons acts to serve and preserve the interests of the powerful American business elites they seek to defend, and not the rule of law or public safety of the people. Since incarceration is a real possibility for people involved in direct action within social justice movement, you would think that they would build coalitions with groups within the human rights prisoners movement. And for the same reason, you would think that the groups within the human rights prison movement would seek to build coalitions with groups within the social justice movement. Though this hasn't fully happened yet, the seeds of change have yet been sown. And we are seeing alliances between movements germinating in small pockets throughout the country. The common people and people who are engaged in social justice struggles are now coming to understand a number of things. The government will seek to destroy all movement for social change advanced by the people by arresting its problems away. The cops, courts, and prisons don't serve the interests of the poor people in no way, shape, or form, and are there to oppress the working poor citizens of America. Mass incarceration is the U.S. government's criminalizing of and social control over Black, Latino, immigrants, and Muslim people specifically, and over the poor people in America generally. The various social justice movements and human rights prisoners movement must establish alliances and coalitions with each other to form a single mass movement to overcome the agents of oppression and to bring about much-needed total social transformation of America. Come and join the human rights struggle in America. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boone. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.